One of the things I tell my team is that the most important part in leadership is know thyself.
Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. That was Raul Moronta, Chief Commercial Officer at Remington Hotels. We were talking about artificial intelligence and its role in hospitality when he shared that with me, a little bit of insight into what it takes to succeed as a hospitality leader today. Here he is explaining a little bit more about what he advises his teams to focus on and why it's so important in an increasingly technology-driven world.
They need to know what they're good at. They need to know what they're not good at. And that power of understanding human behavior is going to be extremely important because we are automating the transaction. Successful people in the future will be leaders who can actually see beyond that and then steer the ship. Where do I find the white space in what's not being addressed so I can be successful in it? The biggest misconception you have is that AI gives you a competitive advantage. AI doesn't. It gives you a competitive advantage if you're a first-time mover. Eventually, it is a competitive disadvantage for you not to be in it if everybody else is. 10 years ago, some companies started doing revenue management and revenue management systems. Now, for the most part, most hotels have a revenue management system. It does not give you a competitive advantage anymore. The true success in what we do is saying, how do I outsmart my competitors having the same technology, having the same access, having the same tools? How do I outsmart them? And that's the reason why I think that leadership in the future is going to be far more important. Why? Because it's the only thing you have left. If you have automated a vast majority of your roles, then you become a lot more important on your leadership, your ability to inspire other people. How do I inspire a human to do more than what they currently do? That, to me, is, I think, the future of our industry.
While technology certainly presents interesting opportunities for us, it is important to remember its limitations. And there's few people I can think of that can speak to this more effectively than Raul. I hope you appreciated what he shared with you today and inspired you, as it did me, to focus on inspiring people and inspiring by focusing on knowing ourselves first, knowing what we're good at, knowing our limitations, and then thinking about how we can empower our teams to use technology to provide great hospitality. I'd love to get your take on this. Let me know on the Hospitality Daily LinkedIn page.
Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, my website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. Every Monday morning, I publish a weekly briefing that includes new case studies, research, and how-to guides that I've written with input from top hotel operations leaders around the globe. Sign up to receive this for free at hoteloperations.com/newsletter. I'm also working on another project that might interest you. People often ask me what technology they should use to run their hospitality business. It's hard to know which of the many different property management systems is best. Rather than answering this question myself, I want you to hear the experiences of others. So I'm creating an independent guide with and for hotel operators about this. If you're interested, you can learn more and request early access at propertymanagementsystems.com. Again, that's one word, propertymanagementsystems.com.
And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.